This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior. Only show of its kind with no notes, no teleprompter, no nothing, no assistants running around. It's just me. By the way, coming up in about a half hour, we'll have our guest I've been looking forward to for a week now, Robert Kennedy Jr., the son of the former RFK, Attorney General of the United States, candidate for the President of the United States, brother of JFK. New York Senator Robert Kennedy Jr. We'll have Robert Kennedy Jr. here. He's an environmental lawyer and founder of the Children's Health Defense and president of the Waterkeeper Alliance. That'll be pretty cool. You're wondering why a liberal is coming on the Wayne Allen Root Show. And we have one thing in common, and it may be others too, by the way. But I love that he is questions vaccines. It's just not a done deal that you should get a vaccine for coronavirus. It's not a done deal you should get a vaccine for anything. I would check on the safety and efficacy of every vaccine before I gave it to my kids or my family. At half past hour number three, we'll have Dan Rodheimer on, GOP candidate for Congress in Nevada CD3, who's was asked to run by this Trump administration. Great guy. And a former WWE wrestler and entertainer. Interesting guy. I want to quickly, before we get to all the news today, I want to quickly read you a letter. I read you one at the end of the last segment by Mike, one of my fans. I want to read you one by Shirley, one of my fans. And I'll kind of edit it as I'm reading it because I don't think you need to hear every word. But it gives you some idea of what's going on out there. Mr. Root, I'm so sorry to have to contact you about this because I know none of us is able at this point to do anything about all this, but I'm becoming increasingly anxious and depressed about this whole situation. I wanted to talk to you. I worked at Nellis Air Force Base outside Las Vegas for a certain date. I'm not going to discuss her dates, but 5 years. When I lost my contract with them, because I made the comment that illegals are not illegal citizens, they're just illegals. This was in response to someone saying that they were illegal citizens. So she said, they're not illegal citizens, they're just illegals, because they're not citizens. And she lost her contract and was unemployed. And I filed for unemployment to get me through until I found another job. And unemployment, by the way, agreed with me that I was not fired with cause. And I received unemployment for November 2019 till December 2019. Looks like about 6 weeks' worth she got. When I accepted the first job offered me in Henderson, a suburb of Las Vegas, by the way, a 45-minute commute on the 215. I was laid off in that position at an OBGYN office due to COVID-19 on March 31st. You talk about how luck affects a person's life. She makes a conservative political statement at an Air Force base and loses her job. Then she goes on unemployment for 6 weeks, and then she takes a new job in late December of 19. That's late December of last year. By March 19, she's laid off due to COVID-19 at an OBGYN office. Not at a casino, at a gynecologist. Because they all got put out of business. Then she says, I filed for unemployment, and it instructed me to put in information for my new job, but I needed to reopen old claims due to not being at the new job long enough. I did all that, and when I put in the information and tried to complete the claim, it said I had exhausted my benefits. I have received 7 to 8 weeks of unemployment. It said that my claim was good until October 2020. So like everyone else, I started calling the unemployment office starting at 8 a.m. every day. I've gotten this in a letter from so many people. Forget about the lockdown. Forget about the way it was handled. Forget about how incompetent he is in front of a camera. Our governor should literally be handcuffed and perp walked out of the governor's mansion for the incompetence and the callousness of the way unemployment's been treated in the state of Nevada. This is the most disgraceful thing I've ever heard of. People start calling at 8 in the morning and they spend, you know, they're unemployed, but they are employed because for no money, they're basically working a job. They're calling the unemployment office every single day. Every hour of every day, every minute of every hour, 8-10 hours a day, and you could never get through. This is some, you know, that's a reason you should fire a governor. That's a reason a governor should be recalled. How could you be this incompetent? How could all the people that work for you be this incompetent and this callous about people's lives? So she says, I started calling the unemployment office around 8 a.m. every day from April 4th to today. I have no idea who could possibly be getting through to unemployment. Because I can't, ever. I've sent emails to, and then she lists all these email addresses. I've emailed the mayor, the governor, our congressman, and today faxed a letter to the Unemployment Appeals Office. I've exhausted every avenue. I live with my son's family, who is also unemployed from casino layoffs, since my husband passed away from pancreatic cancer in 2019. So she moved in with her son's family because she was unemployed, and her husband died of pancreatic cancer. And then she finally gets a job, and this happens. Neither one of us, not her or her son's family, they're all unemployed, and no one has ever gotten a stimulus check. And I told you that yesterday. I don't really know anyone who's gotten a stimulus check. So where's the money? Where's the $2 trillion if no one's gotten the check? And no unemployment coming in. None of them have gotten unemployment. So we're getting desperate, Mr. Root. As I'm writing this, I received a phone call from Ohio that my 40-year-old nephew has died of COVID-19 complications after 8 weeks on a ventilator and dialysis, and he was alone that entire time because no one was allowed to visit him. After this kid was, well, he's 40 years old, but this guy was an 18-year kidney transplant survivor. Again, that's the list of people who get sick from coronavirus, right? If you have terrible illness, cancer, kidney replacement, some sort of kidney failure, oh man, this thing goes after you. I'm originally from Youngstown, Ohio, a city 65 miles south of Cleveland. I haven't even been able to talk to my sister because it was just all too much to take. People are continuing to file claims every day. My son filed his on March 31st. I filed mine on April 1st. None of us have ever gotten an unemployment check. I don't know what else to do. Hope I haven't burdened you with this. I guess I really needed to vent, and I feel like you're one of the few people who is working towards getting this town back on its feet. Right now, I'm so overwhelmed with despair and sadness that I can't stop crying. God bless you for all you do, and yes, Trump 2020, to get this country back on track, surely. So I gave her some advice, the only advice I know, the politician that I know, even though he's a Democrat, who I think if you mention my name, he might actually help you and make some phone calls and make some people stand up and take notice. I hope we help you, Shirley. But between Mike and Shirley, I don't know what to say. How you could have politicians and a governor this heartless, this callous, you know, as the other writer pointed out, a guy who makes probably close to $15,000 a month. So he said he made $15,000 since this began. I would say he's made $30,000 since it began, maybe on the verge of $45,000. A governor gets $15,000 a month or so, and he doesn't have to worry. Well, he's telling you, don't worry, the economy's closed, stay at home. You have to worry. You're the one with no job. You're the one with your business shuttered. He gets to take his salary every month and all the benefits, right? A free mansion, and you know he must get free health care. When you're a governor, you don't just get $15,000 a year, you get free health care. That's got to be the best health care in the world, like congressmen get. It's all a joke. It really is. Their life is so perfect, these politicians, and everything's paid for, and you got drivers and security staff, and they're all paid for, and your office is paid for, whereas I have a business and I have an office that's not paid for. I got to pay for it. Nobody gives me a check. I got to earn it. And yet you're doing nothing for all these people on unemployment. You're doing nothing. People don't understand. Liberals would never understand this. Wayne Grude, I have such a big heart. I wish I was worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I'd write a check to every one of these people that's written me. But I'm just a small businessman. I'm not worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I wish I was. And I just wish, if I was the governor of this state, I would literally move into the unemployment office. I would literally fill out the forms myself. I would literally answer the emails myself until every single person in my state that needed to get unemployment would get it. I would set up a camp. a tent and camp out at the unemployment office. Because I care about people. And what you're doing to people, Governor Sisolak, is a sin. It's evil. You don't give a crap. It's not possible because this has been going on for so many weeks. The economy is closed down, what, around March 15th? So you're talking about, isn't today the 14th of May? It's almost exactly, it's the 13th, so it's almost exactly 2 months. And people have not seen their unemployment yet. And if they haven't seen their unemployment yet, how are they paying their health insurance? They probably all had company-free health insurance. Now they don't. Maybe it lasts for 3 months, but what's going to happen in month four? You've got to get this unemployment working. These are people. These are human beings whose lives are being wrecked, destroyed, ruined. They're going to be homeless. You know, I'm sure all, you know, when you think of liberals, when I think of liberals, typical liberal Democrat voters, I think of not all of them, by the way, not all of them. Some are nice people and some are hardworking. But many of them are lazy bums on welfare and food stamps. Why would I think that? Because I got those texts from the Democrat Party of November, Democrat Party of Nevada, that said, we're having a big victory party for Steve Sisolak and the U.S. Senator and the U.S. congressional candidates. This was in November of 18. Bring your EBT card and we'll give you, every person that comes gets a free turkey. Your typical Democrat voters on welfare and food stamps. They wait for EBT cards. But your typical Republican is a worker who has work ethic. That was taught by mom and dad, you gotta work. You never accept government aid. And you've managed to take all these people and destroy their lives and destroy their moral fiber. Destroy their pride. Now they're banking the government to save them, and the government isn't even there to save them. The government's not there to give them a check while the rest of these Democrat losers, these lazy bums, have been getting checks for 4 decades. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
You know, Rick Bright was in front of Congress today. He was warning of the darkest winter in modern history without ramped-up coronavirus response. This guy is Dr. Rick Bright, another doctor from the government, the ousted director of a key federal office charged with developing medical countermeasures, is going to testify before Congress actually on Thursday that the Trump administration was unprepared for the coronavirus pandemic and the U.S. will face unprecedented illness and fatalities without additional preparations. They're all the same. These are all deep state D.C. swamp dwellers. They're like the Loch Ness Monster, except they're the lockdown monster. They all want to keep us locked down for life. And talk about finger-pointing, blame, backseat driving. Trump was unprepared. Every governor was unprepared. How about the 50 unprepared governors? How about Obama was unprepared? How about Bush before him was unprepared? How about every world leader was unprepared? I give an A-plus to one world leader. Whoever the Prime Minister of Sweden is, did a damn good job. Damn good job. Sweden didn't close, didn't lock down. And they're doing just fine. People have died. There's always going to be people dying of the flu. And there's a bad flu, a nasty flu. And it goes after sick people and very old people and especially people in nursing homes. I get it. It's going to kill you if you're in a nursing home and you're sick. I just saw a former state senator of Michigan died. And when I read the article, he'd had a kidney transplant several years back. And this thing went after a guy with a kidney transplant and he's dead. So I get it, but was anyone prepared for this? Was Governor Cuomo prepared? I'll read you a story about Governor Cuomo in a minute. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Finest Known, because to get prepared for pandemics and crises and stock market crashes, you know what's necessary? A little insurance, and I call it financial insurance. Gold and silver are financial insurance. You want financial insurance. Gold was up today again. It's at 1723. Silver was up substantially, even more than the gold. And 1577, almost $16 an ounce. Gold, $1,723 an ounce. But a lot of experts are saying silver is in a much better place than gold because the ratio used to be a lot tighter between silver and gold, and now suddenly gold is $1,723 an ounce, silver only $15.77 an ounce. So some would say silver has much more upside. And so I went to Finest Known, and I said, give me a great deal for my listeners. And they did. They were offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. Up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. American Silver Eagle, the world's most popular coin. For a limited time, you can acquire pure 1-ounce Silver Eagles at dealer cost, meaning you get it at wholesale. Nobody's giving you an offer like this anywhere in America. Call them now, 800-663-1929, only because you're a fan of Wayne Allyn Root, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. So this liberal deep state D.C. swamp lockdown monster who's trying to destroy Trump because they fired him, that's all it is. These are all bitter people who get fired, and then they're bitter, and then they come after Trump. They're all the same. He doesn't mention that Mario Cuomo and the governors of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania all made terrible decisions as factors in the high level of COVID-19 nursing home deaths. Pretty much all the death in America is in those states, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. And all the deaths are in nursing homes. And they made horrible decisions. So forget about prepared. Those governors were completely unprepared. And they made horrible decisions. Can you imagine if Trump made a decision that caused people to die in nursing homes? They'd call him a murderer. Andrew Cuomo's son, governor of New Jersey, ordered nursing homes to accept patients who tested positive for COVID-19. That was on March 25th. What a terrible mistake. An unnamed executive in an unnamed Queens nursing home says the facility was coronavirus-free until Governor Cuomo forced facilities in the state of New York to accept coronavirus patients. In Pennsylvania, the Buck County Courier-Times reports on March 29th as Pennsylvania, New York, and other states began ordering nursing homes to admit medically stable residents infected with coronavirus. National trade groups warned it could unnecessarily cost lives. The health directors put frail and older adults who reside in nursing homes at risk and would result in more people dying. A month later, it appears government officials should have heeded the dire call to pursue different pandemic emergency plans. On April 6th, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy followed Cuomo's lead and ordered New Jersey nursing homes to accept patients who tested positive for COVID-19. So here's a government bureaucrat testifying that Trump was unprepared. Here you have people. First of all, none of them had ventilators. None of them were ready for this. None of them knew what to do. None of these Democrat governors. But they literally, you could argue if they were Republicans, you'd say they murdered people in nursing homes. If they were Republican, I guarantee you that's what Democrats and the liberal media would say. Cuomo's a murderer!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell on Wednesday sent top Republican senators a list of former senior Obama administration officials who might have been involved in efforts to unmask former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, including former Vice President Joe Biden and President Barack Obama. President Trump at the White House reacts to the news.
Biden yesterday on Good Morning America being interviewed by one of your colleagues, George Stephanopoulos, and he said he knew nothing about anything. He has no idea. He knows nothing about anything. And then it gets released today that he was a big unmasker. So how do you know nothing if you're one of the unmaskers?
Speaking in Washington, D.C., Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is warning that the coronavirus pandemic could lead to a prolonged recession and weak recovery. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back to the show, Wayne Allyn Root. Wayne Allyn Root, Rowan Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. What do we always say? The root is on fire. And you know, look, I'm a guy of many opinions on many different topics. I may be a conservative warrior, but there are actually some liberal warriors out there where we have some common ground that I like and I respect and I appreciate it. And one of them is Robert Kennedy Jr., environmental lawyer, activist, author, son of Robert Kennedy, the former Attorney General and United States Senator, founder of Children's Health Defense, president of the Waterkeeper Alliance, a nonprofit environmental group. And we may not agree on every issue, but here's one we agree on: vaccines. I think there are problems with vaccines, and I do appreciate the work of Robert Kennedy Jr. trying to keep us all healthy and safe, and so I brought him on the show. Robert, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thank you, Wayne. Happy to be here.
So here's the deal. Like, you're not going to believe this, Robert, because you've probably heard lots of conservative talk shows. I'm probably the only one in the whole world who's a health and fitness enthusiast who loves vitamins and herbs and nutritional supplements and organic food and meditates every day and does yoga every day and works out an hour a day. And I'm just someone, you know, I may be a conservative politically, but I'm probably around nothing but liberals when I shop at Whole Foods and Sprouts Markets and vitamin stores. And there are some things we all have in common. And I'm not a big fan of vaccines. I have four kids. I'm very careful what I give them. And I like your work on vaccines. And I wanted to talk to you about it because with this pandemic, it sure seems like everyone in the government, Republican and Democrat, are falling in line. Oh, my God, we've got to have the vaccine. They're not even asking questions about the vaccine. Will it be safe? Will it work? Will it make kids sick? Will it make adults sick? No one's willing to ask that question. When you ask that question, you get literally banned on all the social media and corporate America and all the important websites, and all of that has happened to you, has it not?
Yes. Those discussions are censored, which is very strange because, you know, why shouldn't we be able to raise questions or debate the efficacy or safety of a pharmaceutical product, and particularly a pharmaceutical product that is mandated to our children? It's a medication that we are forced to take or lose our constitutional rights to an education, et cetera. It's one of the few medications, the only medication that's actually given to healthy children that is that are at zero risk for the disease. Shouldn't we be able to ask questions? And not only that, vaccines are the only medications that are immune from liability. So no matter how negligent the company, no matter how toxic the ingredients, no matter how sloppy the line protocols, no matter how grievous your injury, you cannot sue the company that injured you, which also means that company has no incentive to make that product safe. And in fact, and there's one other thing that people don't know, which is vaccines are also immune from safety testing. They're the only medical product that gets licensed without safety testing. Oh, and by, and that is an artifact, Wayne, of the CDC's legacy as the public health services. The CDC predecessor agency was the Public Health Service, which is a quasi-military agency, and that's why people at CDC have military ranks, like Surgeon General. And the vaccine program was launched as a national security defense against biological attacks on our country. So they wanted to make sure that they could deploy, they could fabricate, deploy a vaccine very rapidly to 200 million Americans with no regulatory impediment. And so they said, if we call it a medicine, we're going to have to safety test it. Let's call it something else. We'll call it a biologic, and then we'll make biologics immune from safety testing. And then in 1986, when the Vaccine Act was passed, and it gave those companies, those four companies, complete immunity from liability, they looked at the landscapes and they said, holy cow, now we've got a product that you, and nobody can sue us about, and that's the biggest cost for every other medication. We don't have to test it, so we avoid that $200 million cost of pre-licensing safety testing. And We don't have to market or advertise it because it's going to be mandated for 74 million American kids. And there's huge margins on these products. If you can get a product on the CDC schedule, which means it's mandated, it's worth about an average of about $1 billion a year to your company. So there was a gold rush at CDC. These companies converged on CDC, took over the agency, and we went from having three vaccines when I was a kid to the 72 vaccines that are mandated for children today.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Robert Kennedy Jr., correct me if I'm wrong, but this is common sense to me. It's not necessarily scientific proof, but it's certainly common sense. There was no autism when I was a kid. Then they gave kids 72 injections of vaccines, and then lots of kids, there was an invasion of autism. It seems to me there might be. All I'm saying is there might be some connection, right? Common sense tells you that,
doesn't connection.
It?
It's, you know, the science proved it again and again. We have on our website hundreds of studies that clearly demonstrate that vaccines cause autism. And the Institute, although CDC keeps claiming and that, you know, everybody repeats this claim like a mantra, the science has shown that it does not. In fact, the Institute of Medicine, which is the ultimate arbiter, that's the National Academy of Sciences, the ultimate arbiter of vaccine safety science, which Congress appointed, has said year after year after year that CDC has not done the studies. They have never studied the six vaccines that are given during the first 6 months of life, which are the ones that are causing the autism epidemic. Now, as you say, the vaccine generation begins in 1989. That's when all of these new vaccines pile onto the schedule. And we got that year, a number of diseases suddenly became epidemic. Oh, as you point out, the neurodevelopmental disorders, ADD, ADHD, these are all vaccine generation diseases. You and I didn't see them when we were kids. They're now epidemic today. Tourette syndrome, tics, narcolepsy, SIDS, ASD, and autism. Autism went from 1 in 10,000 in my generation. I'm 66 years old. The one in every 34 children today.
Wow.
One in every 22 boys. The allergic diseases, peanut allergies, suddenly appeared in 1989. There's nobody who had them when I was a kid. My kids have them. You see them in every class. And we know where they come from. Aluminum adjuvants that are in 60% of our vaccines.
All right, so can I jump in and ask you a question? It's a very simple question, right? So I'm not like one of these health nuts who, you know, have thrown all the stuff out. I can't eat pizza. I can't eat hot dogs. I eat hot dogs and I eat pizza. But you know what I eat? I shop for organic hot dogs with no antibiotics and no hormones and grass-fed. And I'll eat a pizza if it's completely organic and holistic and everything on it's good for you, right? So I'm able to be compromised and eat some things as long as it's organic. Why can't they do that, Robert Kennedy Jr., with a vaccine? Why can't they get rid of the aluminum and get rid of the mercury and get rid of the poisons but leave the good stuff that fights polio and smallpox in there? Why is there so many poisons in the vaccine? Can't they make it holistic?
Well, there's no reason for them to, because they don't. They have no incentive to. There's no money in it. They're making $60 billion selling zero liability vaccines, but they're making $500 billion a year selling the treatments to the injuries that are caused by the vaccine. So the same, they're now, if you look at the vaccine manufacturer's inserts, there's 420 diseases, and I'm not listed on them as side effects of vaccine. Those companies, that's the one place they tell the truth, because the only way you can sue one of these companies under the Vaccine Act is if they know of an injury that's caused by their product and they fail to list it. So they do list it, and they list autism in those. They list allergies, and they list all the autoimmune diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, all of these. There are 420 diseases listed. Those are diseases that became epidemic in 1989. And even HHS admits that the kids born prior to 1989, there's a 12.8% chronic disease rate, but if you're born after 1989, it goes up to 54%. And
amazing.
The lockstep with the vaccine schedule.
And Robert,
so
this isn't...
So they're selling us the diabetes medicines, the albuterol inhalers, the Adderall, the EpiPens, the Concerta, the
amazing
medications, the diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis. And that is a $500 billion market for them. And if you look at the 20 biggest products for any of those companies, of their blood, their flagship blockbuster drugs, virtually all of those drugs are targeted to treat diseases that are listed on their own vaccine inserts as being caused by vaccine.
Unbelievable. Hey, Robert, can you wait till the break? I'd love to take you for one more segment so we could talk about your thoughts on Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates and the World Health Organization and the CDC. Can I get you for another segment?
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Sit tight. Robert Kennedy Jr., environmental lawyer, activist, author, son of Robert Kennedy, former Attorney General of the United States, brother of JFK, former United States Senator. Robert Jr., founder of the Children's Health Defense, president of Waterkeeper Alliance, nonprofit environmental group. Yes, conservative warrior Wayne Al Root has something in common with Robert Kennedy, and I'm enjoying the interview very much so. One of my heroes on the topic of vaccines. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, with a very special guest. Believe it or not, Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior, has the liberal warrior on, Robert Kennedy Jr., environmental lawyer, activist, author, son of Robert Kennedy, the former attorney general, U.S. senator, brother of JFK, founder of the Children's Health Defense, president of Waterkeeper Alliance. You could find common ground sometimes between the right and the left, and I certainly think I found it with Robert Kennedy Jr. on the topic of vaccines, which I don't always trust. I don't trust anyone. I don't trust government. I don't trust big corporations. I don't necessarily trust doctors. I think a lot of them tell you things that are in their best financial interest but aren't in your interest. And so I take care of my own health and take personal responsibility for my own health. And I'm a vitamin enthusiast and pop 100 vitamin pills a day and just feel great. Meditate and do yoga and work out every day real hard and eat organic food. And I try and do things right. And I think I have some things in common with Robert Kennedy Jr. Great to have you on. Welcome back to the show, Robert.
Thank you.
So here's the controversial part of the interview. I want to know your thoughts on Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci, because I just don't trust them, and I think this is all about money. And I'm not saying they're out to murder people, but I'm out to say that they want a vaccine. They scream all day long, we've got to have a vaccine. We all know the vaccines don't necessarily work. The flu vaccine, I don't think, works. You know, every time I meet someone, Robert, who's sick and has the flu, I always say to them, hey, by the way, did you get the flu vaccine? And I swear to you, every one of them says, yeah, I just got it a month ago. And they've got the flu. So how does the flu vaccine work?
Actually, there's a lot of science on that. And for any of your listeners who want to know about that science, they should go to the childrenshealthdefense.org website. That's Children's Health Defense. That's my organization. And I recently sent a letter to Sanjay Gupta outlining all the scientific studies on the flu vaccine. And, you know, there's a recent Pentagon study that came out in 2017, and the citation has been on it is Wolf, W-O-L-F-E, et al. And what the Pentagon found is that when they gave soldiers flu vaccines, it was 36% more likely to get coronavirus.
Wow.
But the first, that is not the first study that says that. We have listed in that letter that I sent to Sanjay Gupta, there's a half dozen other studies that support that. The flu studies show, and this is, you know, the Cochrane Collaboration is a collaboration of 30,000 scientists who oversee pharmaceutical science. So they're people who are independent. They're the best scientists in the country, and it's regarded as the ultimate arbiter of of good pharmaceutical science.
So you can trust these scientists. I get it.
Yes, you can trust partner collaboration, and they do report on the flu shots every 4 or 5 years. And what they've consistently said is, number one, to prevent one case of flu, you have to give out 100 flu shots. That's how inefficient that shot is. Number two, there is no proof that a flu shot causes averts any deaths or any hospitalization. So being able to avert a flu in a teenager is very different than being able to avert a flu death in a fragile elderly. And there's no indications they can do that. In fact, flu deaths among the elderly have increased dramatically since we had universal flu vaccination.
Hey, Robert, we're so running out of time. Robert, we're so running out of time. Give me your best thought on Fauci and Gates. Give me a minute and a half on Fauci and Gates, please.
I think Bill Gates is the biggest contributor to WHO. He exercises dictatorial control of the WHO, and he has an obsession. I believe, I can't look into his mind, but I believe that he has a megalomaniacal obsession, a kind of messianic belief that he has been ordained by God to save humanity through technology. And whether that's GMO foods, he owns a huge stake at Monsanto and promotes GMO foods all over Africa. He promotes, of course, vaccines. And if you look at his vaccines, they have a disastrous record.
In Africa? Didn't a lot of children die in Africa?
All over the world. In Africa, and he's been thrown out of India. In Africa, his DTP vaccine has been found to kill vaccinated individuals. Girls have 10 times the death rate of unvaccinated kids, and he gets that every kid in Africa.
All right, so what about Dr. Fauci? We have like 30 seconds for you to sum it up. Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci has been at the agency for half a century. He has, if you look at Judy Mikovits' book, which is now the number one on the Amazon bestseller list, I wrote the introduction to it. You can read about who Dr. Fauci really is. I know Dr. Fauci. I've dealt with him. I have litigation on his issues, and I know very well his long, sordid history of lying, of falsifying science, of perjuring himself before Congress, of making this, of hiding vaccine safety data. That's all detailed there.
Hey, Robert, we got to go because we're up against a news break. It's fascinating. I love what you have to say. All worth thinking seriously about, folks. It isn't so clean cut. Vaccines are great. Gates is great. Fauci's great. A lot of problems, a lot of questions. Thank you, Robert Kennedy Jr., for educating us. Appreciate all that you do, my friend. God bless.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.